Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Jorgi Jorgensen. Our guest today is Marshall Lehman from the accounting firm Lurie Besikoff Lapidus & Company, and he's here today to talk to us a little bit about the Lurie Besikoff Lapidus & Company Leadership Group.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Morning.
Good morning.
You are the partner at the firm. Tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Well, I'm a local person. I'm a graduate of the University of Minnesota. Just drove by the new football stadium. It looks fantastic.
Beautiful,
going
isn't
up. It is unbelievable. And I graduated 79, worked for Coopers & Lybrand, now PwC, for about 5 years, and have been with Lurie Besikoff Lapidus since 1985.
You're a partner.
I'll let you do the math.
My math goes back even further, so we've already established on this show that I'm old and some other problems, but we won't go into that today.
That's his claim.
Let's talk a little bit about your firm's leadership group and what that's about and how that can help business owners manage their companies.
Happy to. Our CPA firm, our consulting practice, over 35 years ago, came upon a proprietary product called the Predictive Index. And the Predictive Index helped the firm identify the future leaders of the organization. Right now, our firm is in its fourth generation of leadership. We've grown organically rather than through merger, and we really attribute a lot of that success to the Predictive Index. And our leadership group was formed because we had the opportunity to bring this Predictive Index product to other businesses in the state of Minnesota. After I joined the firm, our managing partner at that time brought me into his office. I think I was a manager at the time, and he said, "We're going to bring Predictive Index out to companies in the state of Minnesota. We need a lead trainer. Would you like to do that?" To which I said, "Well, if you already have my Predictive Index, you know the answer to that, of course." And he handed me my plane ticket, and off I went and got trained in the Predictive Index.
And off you went. And now, just what is Predictive Index? Is this a test to see what people are good at, or just what is this about?
Well, it's not a test, but it is a survey. The PI, we call it PI for short, everything in Predictive Index, we use acronyms just to make it simple and save time. The PI helps identify personality traits in individuals. We've all heard about trying not to put the square peg in the round hole in business organizations, and the PI helps a business person very quickly get a handle on what the other people you're working with like to do, how they like to do it. It's what it's not. PI is not a measure of intelligence. It's not a measure of honesty or somebody's values. But it does tell us, for example, how you like to behave as a radio host, how your producer likes to handle his position.
Behave over there, Sam. Behave.
That's right.
So the personality index would then determine the behaviors based upon how that plays out?
That's right. By having somebody fill out a very simple checklist, it takes no more than 5 minutes, it's scored in less time than that, a business person is able to understand immediately how somebody likes to behave and, if at all, how they're attempting to be different in the workplace in order to be successful.
Okay. But you said the other two items that you talked about were more cultural, honesty, skills, but it would be how you fit into the culture. Does that kind of play in there anywhere?
A little bit, but really the PI is specifically designed to measure behaviors.
Okay.
And it's done in such a way that they can be predictable. We all stereotype CPAs. Everybody thinks I wear a green eye shade and I sit at my desk and count beans all day. That's far from the truth, especially in today's day and age. I'm fielding many phone calls on how do we get through the current economy? How do we come out of it? And a lot of things we talk about are personalities of the people they're working with and how to manage those people and how to be a real leader, especially in times of difficult economic times that we find ourselves in.
Certainly are interesting. One of the most common problems that I find with business owners in my practice is personnel. How do we find good people? How do we keep good people? It seems to me this tool, when they're hiring people, can allow them to identify what they're good at and what their traits are and help put people in a position to succeed. Is that true?
Absolutely, Tom. I've helped many companies using PI write better want ads. In the old days, you'd put a want ad out there and it would be a scattergun approach. You might get 100 applicants and maybe 3, 4, 5 were applicable. Using the predictive index, we take a step back and say, before we even think about hiring somebody, what does the job really entail and what are the personality traits that will attribute success to that position? Once we've identified that, and there are tools within the predictive index management program that will allow us to identify that, we can write a want ad together that will virtually guarantee you will only get responses from people that truly have those traits and will be a better predictor of success. Now, admittedly, in today's economy, it's harder to do that since the numbers of people applying for jobs are so much greater.
Sure.
But in a normal environment, we can target who you're looking to hire.
Give an example of that.
Sure. If I am looking to hire a person to lead our leadership group, and we just did this, I want somebody to come in and grow our leadership group. I want them to introduce us to new clients. I want to start going to the higher tier business, many of the Fortune 500 companies that we have here in the Twin Cities area, were already very successful with the closely held family business. What type of person am I going to look to hire? I'm not going to hire your stereotyped accountant to go do that. I am not the person who's going to go out per se and start knocking on doors and networking.
I'm a true salesperson to do that.
Exactly.
Job.
And a real consultative person who wakes up every day and the first thought when they get up after having their morning coffee is, who am I going to talk to today? Where am I going to go? How am I going to expand this thing? I want more. And that's who we hired. We now have Meg Roy is the president of our leadership group. She is fantastic, very experienced, always looking to climb the next higher mountain to bring help to companies.
And her PI showed that she's a true salesperson?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our franchisor, if you will, our corporate head out of Boston, the one who developed PI, they have to approve anybody who's hired into this position. Their company's called PI Worldwide. When we sent them their PI, they said, well, maybe we want to hire her. So we knew we had the right person.
That's
we said, no, thank you. She's staying in Minnesota.
We'll keep this one. All too often, we see business owners go out and try to hire that true salesperson, and they end up hiring someone that's an account exec, someone that's real good at taking care of customers you've already got, but just really doesn't want to go out and meet new people every day. So the PI can tell the difference between the two?
It's an outstanding observation. I think when I was in school, we called that the Peter Principle. And many business owners listening to this, I'm sure, have heard of the Peter Principle, where you take that excellent technician, the person who's very good at what they're doing, so they keep getting promoted and promoted. And eventually, the good technician comes up against that element they just cannot stand, and that's dealing with people and managing people.
Mm-hmm.
And they get promoted, and all of a sudden, their performance starts to wane. And so you sit back as a leader and say, what did I do wrong? And actually, companies who've used the PI analyze it and realize they may have made a mistake, and they ask the person if they'd like to go back to that position where they were and think of the money that leader just saved.
Sure, and they can understand the difference between a hunter and a farmer.
Absolutely.
And if you've got a true account exec position where you need somebody to take good care of a group of clients, you put that farmer in that spot, and then you find a real hunter or the salesperson to go out and gather up new clients. So you're really using this tool to put people in a position to succeed because you're putting them in the job that they're suited for.
Absolutely.
I was going to say there's only 5% of the sales force is a hunter. So that's a really strong tool to be able to have access to.
It is, and there's actually tools within the Predictive Index program that are designed to help businesses specifically focus on their sales force in terms of certain selling skills, identification, and who's going to be the next manager mm-hmm. in that sales force versus who should just stay, as you say, the hunter versus the farmer.
Well, you need farmers too, but I can see where if you put them in the right position, it makes all the difference. And every business owner I talk to is looking for that great salesperson, and they've all gone through 4, 5, 6, 10 of them and failed. But it sounds like this could be a big difference maker.
It is a big difference maker. I would ask many a president of an organization or owners of organizations if they could use a tool that would guarantee them 5 people around them on their executive team, all of whom might make more money and be financially a bit more successful than they are, would they leap at that chance? And they pause for a moment, and then they realize, well, wait a minute. If I have that many successful people around me making a lot of money, even if they're making more than me, I'm going to be pretty successful as well. And they just leap at that chance. And the Predictive Index will help identify those people.
Now, this tool has more uses than just helping you hire, as I understand it. It also can help you understand who your people are and how they're moving or evolving in their job and help you to develop future managers from within. Is that true?
Absolutely. Really, I think you're now moving towards talking about leadership in the organization. And, you know, business owners today, we're being flooded with emails and all sorts of surveys on statistics about leadership. And the one thing that we know is that when leaders fail, it's usually for a couple reasons. One could be lack of leadership skills. One is a lack of interpersonal skills. And on the leadership front, the leaders that lack leadership skills, usually we're talking about an inability to facilitate change or build a team, very difficult time coaching subordinates. And on the interpersonal front, it's people who have a hard time building and leveraging relationships. And if you had an opportunity as a business owner to identify these potential weaknesses in people up front, including yourself, and so you could work on them and not spend years trying to identify them and spend all the money wondering why this isn't working out, you could do it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And rather inexpensively, by the way, you'd jump at that chance. It would just improve your bottom line immediately. It would improve the morale in your organization.
And I would think that'd be huge in terms of morale and credibility and growth.
I think there's a real important point here, too, and that is even for the owner or the founder of the firm, if you understand what you're good at and what your talents are and what you're not good at, and then hire people that are very good at the things that you don't want to do or can't do, then you can balance your own organization and move forward faster as well.
Most small companies tend to hire themselves. Whoever's hiring tends to hire someone that's like them, they understand. So if they're not detail-oriented, or they would tend to hire someone who's also not detail-oriented. Or like you're saying, an analytical type would hire an analytical type because you relate to that.
Sam, that's a great observation. It's been proven over and over that no matter what job a business owner or leader is looking to fulfill, if they try to analyze that job and say what would work best here and write it all out, invariably they will describe themselves in many respects and without realizing it hire their own self into mm-hmm. the position. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but when you think about the width and breadth of personality types, clearly they'd be better off using some objective independent vehicle to at least cause them to think, is this right?
Well, I'm thinking like what you were saying, Tom, about the salespeople. You know, we've all know a number of business owners who have hired over and over and over salespeople, but they themselves are not salespeople.
Sure. And then how do you manage that? But I think
right. At
your leadership group, you're starting at the top, essentially saying, let's see who you are and what you're good at, and let's find out who you need to help you to accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish, and then let's go from there.
It's definitely a top-down process. The owners have to be bought in. The managers have to be bought in to this process. They're the ones that lead. They're the ones that have to communicate the vision and get the farmers, if you will, going in the same direction. You know, the business owner is the one looking at that sales force and taking those great salespeople and say, I need a manager. And so I'm going to make the decision and promote. What do? They promote their top salesperson into management.
It takes them out of sales, and you might not know anything about management.
And the first thing they do is somebody sits down and says, well, here are the reports you have to fill out.
Whoa!
And the person freaks out. It's like, I am not into reports. I'm not filling out any paper. And now that the friction fills, we see that in our own firm. I see it all the time. When I manage CPAs on a project, I know through the predictive index who my detailed people are, who are the big picture visionaries. And what it's done for me is I will change how I assign work, how I supervise staff. Uh-huh. I might have a tax return to be done, and if I know who's going to do the work is more of a big picture visionary, I'll hand them the file and say, here's the information, do it, see me if there's any questions. I might have a person who I know I have to go through page by page and say, here's where you're going to dot the I and here's where you're going to cross the T. I just have to manage them differently, and both people will achieve success if I steer them down the path. They'll just do it their way rather than mine.
So as a manager, if you use the information from the PI, you know how to relate to your subordinates and your people better and cause them to have some more success than they might otherwise have.
Absolutely. And in our firm, all the partners at Lurie Betsikoff Lapidus and Company are trained in PI. You will not be a partner unless you're trained in PI. And in fact, we've driven it down to our manager and director levels, all managers and directors, anybody responsible for leading people. And I don't care if you're in the tax department, the accounting department, our mergers and acquisitions department. If you're leading a group, including the leadership group, you've been trained in PI, and it's all about how we communicate with one another.
So you use this the PI to manage your firm.
Absolutely.
And you're an old firm. You've been around since how long?
Well, now you say old is relative.
Not you, Marshall.
Okay.
The firm's been around.
Our firm's been around since 1940. It started with a couple of people, and we're close to 140, 150 people today. And that's all been through organic growth. We're a large local CPA firm consulting practice that has grown from within, and we believe the PI, the predictive index system, actually is a key reason we're now in our fourth generation of partners.
How many years have you been using the PI then?
It predated me, but I believe it was from the 1970s. It's over 35 years.
So as you've added staff and you've used the PI, you've also used that to spot future partners, I would assume?
Absolutely. And I'm actually told in one case it was used around the time where we were first adopting PI. Somebody had been promoted who later they looked at it and said, well, maybe we shouldn't have. And it was one of those situations where...
That's an oops.
Yeah.
Well, it was, except that person is still with us today, all these decades later, as a very happy accountant in the firm, because we were able to quickly see maybe there's a better spot for that individual. So it was an initial oops, but the PI helped us save that person to be productive for decades to come.
So you're not burning out personnel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're actually practicing this in your firm and then using those things that you learn to help your clients so that they can build their organization properly and put people in a position to succeed as well.
That's true. I do a lot of interviewing for the firm, and sometimes I'll get the chuckle because a candidate will come into my office, and I will have the PI along with their resume, and 2 to 5 minutes later, somebody will see me walking that candidate out of my office back to the lobby saying, thank you very much. And people, how can you do that? They'll say, how can you be that way to somebody? And I'll say, well, I knew immediately there was no fit. Why take the traditional...
Wasn't the right person for that job.
It was not. Nor could I think of another position in the firm where it would work. And actually, once in a while, I'll actually think of clients or other organizations where I might be able to have that person fit, but I know it's not going to work for me, so why waste the next 45 minutes?
Yeah.
So, and then sometimes what I think will be a 45-minute interview could be an hour and a half if it's that good. But I do rely on the PI in those personnel decisions.
So I'm hearing there's just, it takes out a lot of churn, time spent doing...
Eliminate those mistakes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which are very costly to business.
Yeah.
And particularly today when everybody's running so lean, you want to have the good team and you want to make sure you understand who your team members are and as we've said over and over again, put them in a position where they have the opportunity to succeed.
It is. And in today's environment, during these difficult economic times where the difficult emotions of downsizing is everywhere. It's in the media, it's in the newspaper, TV, radio. It's not just a numbers game. We're totally shifting the makeup of companies, whether you're the closely held wholesale distributor or a thousands and thousands of employee public company. You have to make sure that those people you're retaining are the ones that are going to get us through these difficult times. It's one thing, over the last decade where for the most part, things were pretty good. People mm-hmm. were motoring along, and maybe companies did get a little bit too fat here or there, but you could hide that mistake. You could go with a certain amount of fluff and excess and still get your products out on time, be profitable, be efficient. Now, when the economy has forced companies to be effective and spot on, really efficient, you have to make sure that you've got that team that you've kept, that they're the ones that can handle the stress of changing times, that they can spot the opportunities that are going to come about, because this economy will turn around, and it's going to turn around strongly. We're already seeing clients of our firm in the first couple months of 2009 here reporting profits, in many respects, a result of the very difficult and painful choices that have been made over the last part of 2008 mm-hmm. and early 2009. That's why, for me, I believe this situation will turn around, but have we kept the right team in place to lead the company through that turnaround? And so it's very easy to think of the leadership needs and predictive index management system in terms of who do we hire? Make sure you don't put the square peg in the round hole. But the opposite, who do you keep, is also critical. So companies that are going through downsizing or team building and realignment should think about using a tool like the PI. Again, I just want to remind, I'm a CPA. I went to school to learn debits to the window and credits to the door. I was not trained as a psychologist. I'm not. But I was trained how to use the PI. It's a business tool. I don't spend but a couple minutes a day thinking about it. It's once you learn it, it just becomes part of what you do.
Another have you tool. Ever, excuse me, have you ever had pushback or had this tool not work as you expected in any?
I've had pushback. I've not had a situation where it doesn't work as expected.
Okay.
What I'll run into, one of the ways that we get companies interested in the PI is to simply demonstrate it for them. We might go out to a person's office and have their administrative assistant or a coworker just take this PI, we'll score it on the spot and give them the feedback. And usually it's person A, B, or C. They don't give us the names because mm-hmm. the prospect is trying to make sure we're for real. And there have been times where I've read back the results of a predictive index and that business owner will say, you're wrong. Oh. And I'll go, well, in my mind, I say, I'll ask why, even though in my mind I'm saying, well, I know I'm right, but you're telling me I'm wrong. Why? And I'll say, well, why don't we bring the person in here and I'll let you ask them. Mm-hmm. And again, I say I'm a CPA, so that was probably not a good move because I still remember when the person came in, they validated what I had to say and it embarrassed the owner right. because maybe they didn't know them as well as they thought they did.
Or the owner hadn't gotten any feedback to indicate that you've got the wrong person in the wrong spot.
Exactly, but they were wondering how this person could come in this room who never met the person before and off a simple piece of paper describe them better than the person who'd been working with them for the last many years. And I think it created embarrassment. And that was the worst issue of pushback I've ever had. And needless to say, I did not get that sale. but it so validated for me the accuracy of the PI.
Well, let me ask you, you've said that this tool can help you to identify and develop future leaders. When you're hiring a young accountant, can you tell that they might be a future partner? And are there things you can do to help them gain the experience necessary to move up? Is that
we can. The kind of falls into two buckets, Tom. One is the technical. And I said PI doesn't measure the technical aspects. In a CPA firm, we have to assume the technical is good. And there's all kinds of ways to be trained to be a good auditor, a good tax technician, and the like. But we can identify whether the personality traits that an individual has is more apt to become a future leader of the firm. We currently have 16 partners in our firm. And if I were to line them all up and introduce you to them, you would say, wow, you're all very different. Why is that? Well, it's because we need a certain number of partners who are very visionary. Trust me, if everybody around the table was like me, our firm would be good, but we would not be nearly as successful as we are now. We have a certain number of people sailing the boat. We have a certain number of people making sure the rudder and keel are in the water and steering properly, and we have a certain number of other technical technicians in key areas that are helping hold the firm together as we grow. And we need that mix. A healthy mix. So back to your question, when we are looking at new people, whether they're out of school or maybe coming to us from another firm, we're evaluating our overall mix and saying, what are we short on? I want to make sure the person reviewing those tax returns has a high attention to detail. They're not the big picture visionaries I might want reviewing the detail. Mm-hmm. I want that detail person. Well, I could identify those folks up front, and that saves me a lot of time and a lot of money.
Well, Marshall, I think you've sold me. If I'm a business owner today and I'm running lean and starting to make some profits and I need to go hire some people as things start coming back, there's an awful lot of people to sort through. And seems to me that with the help of your leadership group and all the tools you have at your disposal, you can take the Russian roulette out of that hiring process and out of that management process. You can show them how to build a good team, put the right people in the right place, how to manage those people, and how to have some success going forward. This is a great tool.
We firmly believe that the leadership group is poised to help any company that wants to be more efficient, be more effective and more profitable, and has people issues, whether it's hiring, retaining, team building, improving communication amongst people. Our leadership group, with the use of the predictive index, can absolutely help smooth over any problems and help business owners make more money. If anybody is interested in pursuing this for their company, they're welcome to contact Meg Roy. She's the president of leadership group.
Marshall, we're just about out of time on this issue, but it sounds like a tremendous tool, and congratulations to you and your firm for having some value added for your customers. This is a terrific piece of information.
Intentional.
And we're about out of time for today, so I'm Tom Lyons with my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer Georgie Jorgensen. I'd like to thank Marshall Lehman from Lurie Besikoff Lapidus for being with us today on todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.